big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here, Bird Show.
Good morning, Sean. You are on Q100.
Hi, yes. I was calling Bert for you to see if you were going to update us on your reality show. Or
Yes. Good reminder. Good call.
Today the theme is updates. Okay, yeah, let's go. Let's cover this here real quick. For those of you that don't know what Sean here is talking about, before we left for break, I was approached by a creator of a reality TV show, same creator that put together Real Housewives of Atlanta and Real Housewives of Orange County. Yes. And they are going to be doing a reality TV show here in Atlanta that they're casting for, and it's Boys Club ATL. And she's got the idea to get like five or six guys from Atlanta. She says that it's lifestyle based and they'll follow us around for 3 months. So before I left for break, she came over to my house with some cameras and we did an on TV, on camera interview. She was supposed to send that out to some producers out in LA, and then collectively they are going to make a decision on who's going to be on the show and who's not going to be on the show.
How many did they interview? How many people?
I couldn't answer that. I don't know. Like, I know four of my friends are being considered. So I think if they were looking to bring one group of guys that already had chemistry together, then they've got that. And then they were going to add two to the mix. But I didn't know if there's another group somewhere in Atlanta or two other groups or three other groups of guys that they're maybe looking at more as a team than they are individually. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. So at this point, I think mostly because I've been focusing on Jeff and trying to keep the show together, I haven't really spent any time at all thinking if she comes back and says, we'd like you to be part of the show, if I'll do it or not. I really haven't spent a lot of time on it. I won't say I forgot about it. I just haven't thought about it too much. And I got text messages before the show yesterday from the creator, Princess. It says, hey, Bert, happy new year. I wanted to thank you again for a great interview. Today was my first day back, so I'm playing catch up. Your tape arrived in LA today. We are in the process of review of all the great candidates, and she puts in parentheses you. I will be in touch very soon to share the next phase of exciting news so that you can decide if this is something that will work for you and your family. Talk soon. So it sure sounds like they're leaning on, you know, saying yay to it. I did feel like the interview went really, really well. Sean, they set us up on our couch and then basically asked Stacy and I a whole bunch of questions about our life, and Stacy answered really honestly. And I just do the same thing that I do on the radio, and I shared what I wanted to. And Stacy was very, very open about our relationship and our ups and our downs. And I think Princess liked that. I think that she was assured that if we're part of the show, that we're not going to hide a whole bunch. So I think she probably said that to the people in LA.
She wants it, doesn't she?
Who?
Stacy.
She wants the show?
Yeah.
She's leaning way more towards it than I am. We had kind of a tough conversation on our cruise. Jen said something to me that I thought was really important before I left. And she said, I think it was you. You said that boy, when you're thinking about doing something like this, if you think that your marriage is strong enough to handle it, then go ahead and do it, you know? But this is going to definitely take its toll. And I just think relationships go through highs and they go through lows. And when I look at the 16 years that Stacy and I have spent together, I wouldn't say that we're going through a high period right now. I wouldn't say we're going through a real low period. But to add a reality TV show into the mix on that would be probably great TV, but probably bad for the marriage. So,
and I just wanted to say, I pointed out, like, you know, Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson, reality TV show, divorced. We talked about what Shannon Mochler and Travis Barker, reality TV show, divorced. The ones that I can think of that you know, Whitney and Bobby divorced, Brittany and K-Fed divorced. I mean, and all of them did reality television shows. And I'm not saying divorce is the worst thing in the world. I just don't think it's the best thing for you and Stacey. You've got a family, you've got kids.
I'm not a fan of it.
You guys,
either.
You know what I'm saying?
And if it's avoidable,
yeah,
like if to be to have. To 10 years from now and say that my wife and I got divorced because we tried for 3 years to get along or whatever, and it didn't work, so we got divorced, versus, yeah, we did a reality show, and it just pushed us
John
apart.
John and Kate Gosselin.
But at the same time, all those reality shows you just mentioned focused on the one couple. This one's going to be focused on five or six different other people, so y'all won't be the main focus and might not be in all of the coverage.
And I'm curious to know how the relationships are of people that have done similar shows that Bert's signing up for.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these are all great questions, and just stuff I haven't really had a chance to wrap my head around yet, and won't until she comes back and says yes, really. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. if there's drama in your marriage, and that is some of the most exciting drama amidst the cast members, that is what they will focus on.
I don't think that would be it.
Okay.
I don't think that there's a lot of drama going on between Stacey and I.
But if there is, just know but that will be the highlight of the episode. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the two articles that I sent you while you were on the cruise?
I did. I'll read them tomorrow, but they basically have to do with contracts. And what you sign up for, and how a lot of people that sign up for reality TV shows don't understand the fine print of the contract and really what they're signing up for. But basically what it'll tell you, and I'll read from it tomorrow, is once you sign up, everything's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Your image, your brand, everything. You don't have any control over the contract. You can't bail out when you want. And then the contract is written in a way that if they didn't add certain stipulations in the contract, they're covered on that also.
Mm-hmm.
But so the part that I focused on, because you were asking about the rules with you were asking about the rules with the when they can be in your house and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and if they can leave. Like, there was a part in there that said, people, they will tell you to your face, yes, if you need us to leave, or if you're having a birthday party for your kid that you don't want us to be there, whatever. But the contract you sign gives a total number of hours during the filming window, and if you do the math, that number of hours generally equals the number of hours in that filming window. So there, it looks like
you can
ask us to leave, but it'd be like saying, "Hey Bert, you can tell me to leave this studio, you know, whenever you want, between 6 and 10, but by contract, I'm allowed to be in here for 4 hours."
Right.
So there's really nothing.
There's no room.
Yeah.
So you know, without. Again, updating, not a lot of update. There's really nothing to talk about until Princess comes back and says, yes, you're being considered. Then Stacey and I are really going to sit down, and we're going to talk about every angle of our life. And because the way I've been thinking of it the last couple of weeks, and I really have been looking at my life with a lens on it, thinking that if there was a camera here right now, how could this be manipulated on TV to make me look like a bad guy? And there's some stuff in there. You know, like I spent 20 minutes with my kid last night, and that was it, reading to him, because I just didn't have time yesterday. And by the time dinner was done and I read to him, there was 20 minutes left in the day. So can they manipulate that to say that he has no time at all for his kids? Because any little thing is going to be blown way out of proportion.
Let me just throw this out there. Is there anything that you said that may have been perceived as negative about the company that runs the radio station that employs you over the past 2 or 3 weeks?
Nope, not one. You know, there are just a million different things. Like, if you really look at your life as though that there is a TV there, you really tend to live differently. Like, you just act differently.
Mm-hmm.
You really do. Like I told you guys a couple of weeks ago, I lost it when this whole Jeff thing was going on, a couple other stresses. I yelled at a Bert Show employee, which stupidly rarely do, but in one episode, they get that.
Right.
It's the epicenter of one episode, then it runs on promos.
Have you told the story about the bar stool
weeks
girl?
And weeks, yeah, I did. And weeks and weeks and weeks. And all of a sudden, I'm this tyrant at work who doesn't ever spend any time with his kids. So it's a lot of stuff to consider.
Mm-hmm.
It really is a lot of stuff to consider.
And it's hard to change people's minds on what they see on TV.
Absolutely.
Once they see it with their own eyes, regardless of how it's manipulated or been edited, it's hard to change your mind. Think about The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Your perception of them is from that very edited, small portion TV show. Very difficult to change your mind on what you think about each and every one of those characters, even though that could have been their worst moment of the last 10 years.
And that affects our jobs.
Right.
That affects all of you guys if that happens. So that's something to think about. But I will tell you this, that the challenge of it is intoxicating.
Sure.
Of doing it is pretty intoxicating.
How can
like
it be?
Feeling stretched, it just feels like, it would feel like a challenge.
It's not a challenge. You have zero control.
Because I...
You have zero control over the outcome. It's not a challenge. It's a frustration.
Being part of it, navigating through it successfully to me would be a challenge.
Oh, Lord.
So, I don't know. I don't know. So, like I said, I spent a whole bunch of time saying that I haven't wrapped my head around it, but it sounds like I'm wrapping my head around it.
The Burt Show.